Hypocrites try to suppress the love between Muslims with lies and slanders. Hypocrites know nothing of love, and the sincere love among Muslims disturbs them terribly. They may attain many material blessings with their insidious games and crooked methods, but because of the evilness in their souls and their ignominious character, they know very well that they can never be able to live true love. In that state of mind, they are aware of the fact that they cannot love anyone and that no one will ever love them. And that is a grave rancor for the hypocrites. This pain and envy for a blessing they can never attain drives the hypocrites to seek revenge by all available means. In a verse of the Quran, God informs us about some of the methods that hypocrites would resort in order to harm Muslims and take revenge on them. But do not obey any will swearer of oaths, any backbiter, slandermonger, impender of good, evil aggressor, gross, coarse, and furthermore despicable. As explained in the verses, the hypocrites are despicable, gross, coarse, and aggressive creatures. They do whatever they can to impede anything good and beautiful. By fabricating series of lies about Muslims, slandering, tale-bearing, and swearing oaths falsely, they try to harm Muslims. With these despicable methods, they imagine that they can drive a wedge between war Muslims, that they can set them at odds with each other, and thus can wipe out the love among them. A hypocrite may go to a Muslim and say, "So-and-so said such a thing, and I do not know for certain what he meant, but it sounded to me that he was talking about you." He may then go to another Muslim and say, "I've heard so-and-so talking about you. I guess she was angry with you for some reason." And then he may go to another Muslim and say, "So-and-so didn't like the work you did. He talked about what was lacking in it for quite a while." For the same purpose, they may slyly use matters that would not be possible to disprove. For instance, they may say, "I saw so-and-so, he was looking daggers at you," or say, "You weren't looking that way, so you didn't notice, but so-and-so was looking down on your clothes." Such words of the hypocrites are completely based on lies. Furthermore, all these are, in fact, mundane and trivial matters above daily life. They are not topics Muslims would dwell on, exaggerate, devote their time, talk about, or make lengthy comments on. But even with these mundane, ordinary topics, the hypocrites want to cause this dismissions and disunity among Muslims, cause resentment in their hearts and harm their respect, love and trust for one another. As it is explained in the verse, the hypocrites play insidious games by backbiting and slandering, by tale-bearing among Muslims about one another, by lying, by making additions and extractions to the topics discussed, and by twisting the meaning of something simple using exaggerated words. However, the hypocrites sometimes carry out their disgusting behaviors openly, by getting aggressive, shouting in an angry, snobbish, and impertinent attitude. They start talking about how a certain Muslim is allegedly ill-humored, malevolent, and shady. Obviously, other accusations are nothing but slanders. That is why Muslims do not pay attention to any of their claims. But the rage, anger, and jealousy they harbor inside do not cool down in any way, and they accuse Muslims of insincerity on account of their not believing their words. They accuse Muslims of being unjust, believing the words of another party, and unfairly protecting others. There is no end to their lies and their disgusting behaviors. Since they are unable to control their anger, they constantly cast the same aspersions about Muslims and try to defame them until they can create a negative opinion about them. What they want is to hear Muslims say, "Yes, you are right. This person is really a bad person. This person is crooked and insincere. We no longer trust or love him." The hypocrites would only feel relieved if they could see that they succeeded to wear down that love among Muslims. In the Quran, God tells us that hypocrites are also impeders of good. They would want to impede anything good and auspicious that Muslims would release. That would be a blessing for them. That would make them happy and bring them peace. Since love is one of those blessings that Muslims regard as the most important, the hypocrites certainly try to banish this benevolence and beauty from Muslims. However, believers would never change their opinions about a faithful person because of some lies that are merely the products of an evil mind. On the contrary, because of the ignominious attitude they have adopted towards that faithful person and the perfidious lies they have invented, Muslims' love and compassion towards that particular person would increase even further.